the Collingwood Council Committee structure could be changing. On Monday night, during the Special Initiative Standing Committee meeting, councillors will be considering changes to their procedural bylaw, which will include making a recommendation whether they will continue with the existing committee structure, or move to a committee of the whole structure. The change would reduce the number of monthly meetings from 5 to 3. As part of the procedural bylaw discussion, councillors will also be considering allowing hybrid model meetings post-COVID, where some could participate using virtual options while others attend in person. Even with a full end to pandemic considerations, consideration should also be given to how participants have adapted to a virtual meeting platform and the ability to participate in a meeting from anywhere, noted Clerk Sarah Almaz in her report to Council. We have seen some of the highest public participation rates while holding virtual meetings both at the Standing Committee and Council levels, as well as with our local boards and advisory committee meetings. As of now, members of Council sit for 3 different committees monthly: Strategic Initiatives, Corporate and Community Services, Development and Operations Services. The existing system divides up the broad range of Council responsibility into specialized areas of interest. Not all Council members serve on each committee. There are also 2 regular Council meetings at the end of each month to ratify the business discussed at the 3 meetings. Under the newly proposed Committee of the Whole system, there would be 2 Committee of the Whole meetings at the beginning of the month, and 1 Council meeting at the end to ratify all the month's business. A Committee of the Whole is comprised of all members of Council who fully participate in debate and forward recommendations to Council for final decision. The format is less formal and more discussion-oriented. Also, as part of Monday's discussions, councillors will be considering keeping color-coded cards for voting once they return to in-person meetings, which were first implemented during the pandemic. The order of business during meetings may also be rearranged, with in-camera discussions happening at the beginning of meetings. Discussions on procedural bylaw updates will be taking place during Monday's Strategic Initiative Standing Committee meeting, which will start at 2 p.m. To view the full agenda including the YouTube link, click here.